Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
You know what? I never thought this day would come in my Jacaranda FM career, and I'm a little bit flustered at the moment because I am about to have a chat on The Drive with Rob and Roz with Mike from PH Fat. I am such a fan. I have been for years. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Listen, let's start with why are you in Joburg? Because Joburg hasn't seen you for
a second.
A while.
I've got two shows this weekend, one at Smoking Kills tonight in Melville, I think.
Yep.
And then one at a werewolf festival in the East Rand tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a jewel.
And then I hadn't visited any of the musicians this side for a little while, so I flew up a couple days early to go hang out and make some music. So I've been in studio, and now I've come through to studio.
It's nice to see you, because I haven't seen you since the before times.
Before that thing that happened we don't speak about anymore.
We won't mention it.
Yeah.
You're looking good, my friend.
Thanks, dude. You too. You're measurably looking good.
What is that mean?
Rob, for those who don't know, Rob's been on a health journey of some sort because he's looking about 5 years younger, apart from his slightly grayed hair, which gives away a secret.
We call him Handsome Rob Forbes in these parts.
Handsome Rob.
Good to have you up. Excited about the gigs. You've also been hustling hard at the moment. I've heard new music all over the place.
Yeah, like, I've been putting out music. I can definitely say it's not music with a commercial angle on it. I'm not putting it out with any hope that it gets anywhere. I'm putting it out with the hope that it like strikes a feeling in someone. So it's definitely not really radio music.
I kind of get the feeling that PH Fat as a project has sort of, you've never really gone for the commercial angle.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not your style.
Particularly so now. I've stopped caring as much about what the output results in, and I've started just making art again, which is actually a cool place to be.
So listen, was that decision kind of a lot informed by the before times and the after times?
I think it was because, well, during that thing that happened, I started working a lot on other people's music.
Yeah.
And so I got to kind of express a lot of those commercial tendencies in those spaces where you're kind of helping other people achieve their vision for music. And then by the time I got it to my own music, I kind of wanted to prototype stuff. I wanted to do things that hadn't been done, and that doesn't really work on the radio. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's really quite a new place to engage in with music in. And I'm excited about it, but I have no idea what's going to happen, which is also cool. It feels like your songs are kids that you're sending off to college, and you're just going like, goodbye songs, come back with money, not a drug problem.
And I love that you phrase it like that, because you've also been in this music game for a while now. This is not your first rodeo.
I realized I've been full-time for 10 years the other day.
Oi.
As like a full-time musician, not like doing bits
you've
and
bobs.
Like I've just been making music straight up full-time for 10 years.
Been putting food on your table for a decade.
Yeah, basically.
It's a scary thought.
In a way, I think any truly freelance career, it always feels like there's a man hiding behind the curtain ready to jump out and go like, gigs up, time for a real job. But after a while you kind of learn to float in the existential angst, and it becomes a part of you. So
have you been doing quite a lot of live playing down in Cape Town and all over the rest of South Africa?
Uninterested is the wrong word, but I've been far less inclined to get into the live space. I've been far more into kind of exploring music and art, and really the thing that I've been quite passionate about is working with a lot of the younger musicians, and that's been quite cool. So I mean, I think I'm not sure if it was on your show, we had some of Mila Smith's music, some of that stuff we're talking about.
Oh, yes.
Doing masters for the Timo ODVs of the world and things like that, I guess, which is the local references, and really enjoying being in that space where you can push other people's music forward.
You're leaning into your elder statesman position.
Yeah, I guess 10
years is no joke. Lots of experience to teach the young ones.
The only thing intact is my hairline, which is why I managed to pull it off for so long.
So we're still hanging out with PH Fat this afternoon ahead of his double gigs. Tonight he's in Melville, and tomorrow at the Formula K Raceway out in Benoni for our Werewolf Festival.
Listen, we played that song so casually, but that is a first-time play of that song that's all over social media at
Dua
the
Lipa.
Moment. It's a Dua Lipa from the Barbie movie.
Have we not played it before?
This is a first-time play of that song on The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Here I am bopping out to the Barbie soundtrack. I thought we'd played it like a bunch of times already.
That's because you've been playing it at home.
Yes, and in his car
just on
the way
repeat.
Here.
Have you seen the movie yet, by the way?
I haven't. I'm a terrible movie watcher, though. My vibe with movies is to leave them until the hype dies down and then make a decision. Yeah.
That's normally me as well, but I do want to go and see this. Everyone is saying it's like genuinely one of the best movies they've ever seen.
I've heard that said many times.
Yeah. And listen, is that kind of music your vibe, or do you listen to the kind of stuff that you make as an artist?
The music I listen to is like, I don't know, if you can imagine like a four-year-old making a pizza. It's like absolutely everything. I find weird things to latch onto in music because I listen to so much. I'm almost listening for like raw ingredients. If there's like a vocalist whose tone I like, I'll like listen to some weird, like, I don't know, country song because the vocal was recorded well. And then I'll like very, very dark techno music when I'm running, and like it's a mess.
But I mean,
it's an absolute mess. But part of that mess is absolutely pop music.
Exactly.
Like the poppiest pop music that you could imagine. I'll be out here bopping to Dua Lipa, no problem.
Yeah. And also doing a cover of the Sugar Babes.
Yes, I know. I was so hopeful that we'd be able to play it, but it's not on the system.
I'm sure we can make a plan and find it because I really like that version.
It's beautiful.
What inspired that?
I was driving with my girlfriend to... I mean, look, it's been living in my head to do it for a while, but then the Sugar Babes came on somewhere and I remembered...
Because Too Lost in You by the Sugar Babes is one of those songs where every time I hear it, I'm taken by how good it is.
It's so good. And also, you know me and my obsession with soundtracks. So it's from the Love Actually soundtrack.
Roz knows every soundtrack song that's
ever... I'm obsessed.
If a song has been in a movie, okay, Roz knows it.
And I mean, like... For me, why I love music from soundtracks is that it takes me back to how I felt watching that scene in the film. And now having your cover, which is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I almost don't want to hear the Sugar Babes one anymore, even though I love them. I'm a huge Sugar Babes fan, but it is absolute pop perfection.
We're going to ask producer,
if you didn't want to go there.
Producer Jeff is going to find us that version, Michael. I will play
producer
it this
Jeff
afternoon.
Has just looked down at his screen.
He's working hard.
Yeah, ticking away.
Not hardly working.
Yeah.
Listen, we're talking about the creative process of making music. And you said you're embracing your elder statesman and helping out the next generation of young kids in Cape Town doing cool musical things.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at something like Barbie, with all of the art that goes into not just creating the movie, but creating the hype around it and creating the music and the soundtracks that go with it and so on. Like, it's not just music you're drawing inspiration from.
Me? No, absolutely not. But I mean, nobody's ever just drawing inspiration from any one place. As you said Barbie and you spoke about the art, like in my head I was just sitting there thinking about the decades of experience that have gone into creating the marketing campaign that is Barbie.
The fact that everyone is talking about it and it is everywhere.
And the degree of like precision to which it was executed, it was phenomenal. I haven't seen the movie, but I know that it's made an impact.
Yes. 100%.
Definitely. So
and something like that, the inspiration fields are like monumental.
Yeah. Like from old art to new stuff, or futuristic to kind of looking at the past and stuff. So speaking about looking at the past, you are doing two gigs this weekend.
Yes.
One tonight at Smoking Kills in Melville, and the other one is tomorrow at the Awerewolf Festival at Formula K in Benoni.
Yeah.
For fans of yours that are going to come to the shows, what can we expect?
We can expect a mix of new and old, but I'm probably going to be leaning new.
Okay.
A lot of the old is like visiting your mom's house and chasing around a teenage ghost of yourself. It's not.
It's like putting on an old haircut.
It's like reading your diary from when you were 18. It's not.
I've never heard a musician describe their old songs like that, but I can.
You kind of look back at an old version of yourself, and you're like,
Things have changed.
Do I have to be that version of
it's
me again?
Funny how things can change.
It's always weird for me when an artist has a real name and then a stage name.
I know, how dare
I? And there's only one of you.
I know, how
because
dare
if there's
I?
A band, then at least I can refer to, you know, the Foo Fighters.
It's okay, I get. I've learned to integrate all the variations at this point.
Talk to me about this work you've been doing with young musicians and so on. Like, I know nothing about the music industry, right? And we always hear about the music business. It's a bad place. It takes advantage of people. Like, I've never had to deal with any of the nonsense about who owns the rights to what and how you put something out.
I don't know if the music industry is a bad place, but it is definitely an unregulated place.
Yeah.
A wild west.
It's like a completely unmonitored free market. It's like all sorts of skullduggery can take place.
Yeah.
And there's like positives and negatives to that. It means that you can kind of shoot from the hip in terms of the business part of the music. It means that you can come up with stuff on the spot. If I write a song tomorrow, I can put it on the internet and then it's mine and I can make money from it.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I've been seeing a lot is the sort of younger generation coming through and not really understanding how those rights work and shooting from the hip. And so, I've, you know, part of what I'm doing is speaking to people about the music business and how to navigate it. I guess, which I guess officially makes me like a mentor of sorts in some regards now, which like, you're just really driving home the aging thing. Thanks, Rob.
My pleasure.
That's what I get for making the Grey Fox.
PH Fat the Bali. But yeah. Listen, you don't only obviously do the music thing. You have, I follow you on Instagram, and you're quite a big runner.
Yes.
So how did you get into that and why? Like, what is it about? Like
Running first and foremost has always been a mental health strategy.
Yeah. 100%. That's like me with the gym and my cult of CrossFit.
If you're not careful with music, you're in clubs on the weekend and studio during the week, and then you've seen no sunshine for like, you know, months on end. No sunshine or close friends. And one way to get sunshine and close friends is to go for runs. And if you don't have close friends, go running with people and they'll become close friends.
We are still chatting with Mike or PH Fat, and he is in town for some gigs this weekend. So we want to know where you're going to be, what kind of vibe can we expect?
I'm told that Smoking Kills in Marvel is a dive bar.
Yes.
With a very dive bar one. Vibe.
Yes. I think you're going to enjoy it. You've never been there.
I don't know if I have. I apologize for having a bad memory. But and then tomorrow night we've got a werewolf festival. I don't know the exact location. I just got an East Rand vibe.
It's in Benoni.
There we go.
At the Formula K Raceway.
Yeah.
So we will be there. I'm on that lineup as well. I'm going to come and play some DJ tunes there.
So we'll get some quality social time then.
It's going to be a joy. We've got to let you go, I'm afraid. You've got a sound check to get to.
I've got to get to Smoking Kills. And remember, kids, Smoking Kills. I'm on my way.
We will both see you there tonight.
I need to throw some money in the bad joke jar too now.
Yeah, you do. Bad joke jar is getting big, by the way.
100%. Where can people follow you on social media if they want to keep up with your music and what's happening?
Mostly just PHFAT on most of the platforms. Most active on the gram and Twitter, probably.
Okay. PH Fat, Mike, thank you for your time, brother. We appreciate you. Yep. Have a lovely afternoon. Enjoy the gigs in Joburg this weekend.
So nice to see everyone.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.